Can you tell me something about the education of your mother and your father?
Let's see. Well, of course, Daddy went through the schools in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, and he wanted to go to Annapolis. His father did not want him to. But he went to some kind of a school first, and he did. He went into Annapolis. He was in Admiral Byrd's graduating class. Hmm. So, you know, it was a long time ago, but he did graduate from there. He loved it. He did like the... he liked the water, and he, you know, of course, as he ended up in El Paso, but so, and then Mama, she went through whatever schooling, whatever they had in Los Angeles, Colorado, which was probably grade school, and then for high school, Gammy sent her away. Gammy had two sisters that were Dominican nuns. And so both my mother and Aunt Nell, her sister, went back to wherever this convent was. I think it was in Michigan. And mm-hmm. they were there 2 years. And then that was, then Mama came back and she taught school some there in the surrounding areas because Los Angeles was not very big.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, and then she met Daddy and they got married, and they ended up in El Paso. I think when they first came to El Paso that Mama thought she'd come to the end of the... because it was much greener, you know, back there even than this here. And Daddy, Dr. and Mrs. Janice, he used to be out here at UTEP. They had met Daddy and knew he was looking for a house to bring Mama to, and so they quickly got him to buy the house right next door to them. And really it was very nice. It just didn't have very many bedrooms, but it had a big sleeping porch. It had one bedroom, big sleeping porch.
Mm-hmm.
And but she was just sure she wanted a good neighbor, and so Daddy walked in, he looked at the front part of the house, it looked pretty good. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Mama never saw it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. See, you're learning a lot.
Yeah, I'm just educated.
Now, what is your religion?
Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what church do you attend?
Well, right now I attend Queen of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone to St. Joseph's, and then before we went down to Odessa, I went to St. Matthew's, which is up the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and, because we lived up the valley.
Uh-huh, we lived up the valley at that time. Then, now I go to Queen of Peace.
Mm-hmm. And in the Catholic Church, the person who leads the service is called the...
Pastor.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mm-hmm. call him the pastor. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Are there any other names for him than pastor?
Priests, aren't they?
Priests, uh-huh. But we have up here now Father Trini. He's... I don't know what nationality he is. He came out of a huge family.
Well, you mean the one up here at this church? Up here,
uh-huh. Where?
Well, he doesn't go every Sunday, does he?
He is the pastor there, though.
Oh.
He's the resident pastor. But because of the shortages and due to the fact that he speaks Spanish, sometimes on Sunday he will go to another parish where they have to have a Spanish-speaking priest. And then we get one of the others, one from St. Matthew's, or we get usually the little Jesuit father from Sacred Heart, whom I like the best.